Well, we are back today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, and we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by the Education Minister for the province of Alberta, Adrianna LaGrange, is joining us here. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Happy to be on the program.
All right. Well, of course, right now we got either this week or potentially next week, depending on where you are in the province. The kids are now going back to school, and certainly the last couple of school years really have seen some interesting things happening with the pandemic and whatnot, and certainly a priority for the province really here is making sure that the school year can sort of function safely for all sort of schools out there. What kinds of things does the province have out there to help schools get through this?
Well, you're absolutely right, Kyle. Our first priority is always to ensure that our students and our staff are safe, and so we've been working closely once again with our education partners. Last year, going into a year that, there was no vaccine on the horizon was very daunting, whereas this year, thanks to the millions of Albertans who've been vaccinated, we can look at a year that will look much more normal, where students will be able to, return to classroom, be able to interact with their peers, teachers will be able to interact with students on a more normal basis, they'll be able to attend sports and music events and celebrations. So I think there's many things to celebrate. Of course, COVID is still here, and we are ensuring that school divisions have the ability to make their spaces safe. They will be continuing to provide hand hygiene, sanitization for the students. We've encouraged, of course, that students continue to follow the checklist, the health daily checklist that is available, as well as the staff. And if you're sick, please stay home. And of course, all of the other things that we've been following over the course of the pandemic will continue to be followed.
And of course, as you kind of mentioned there, schools will be provided if they needed, sort of different sort of hygienic supplies. And there's also going to be the availability of vaccines in school as well. Now, when it comes to getting access to some of these resources, particularly in the rural areas, you do find some lower vaccination rates that are out there. Now, will rural area schools be fully supported in all of this stuff as well?
Absolutely. There's no differentiation between our rural schools and our urban schools. Every student, every staff member is important to us, and so whatever a urban school gets, a rural school will get as well. And of course, you have locally elected trustees and school boards that are there to ensure that everything that is necessary for the safety of the students and staff continues to be provided.
And of course, this last year or so has certainly been difficult for, not just the kids themselves, but probably the teachers as well. In fact, I've got a few friends of mine who work in the education field in various parts of the province who have told me that they've certainly been a little stressed out on occasion over the past year or so. Now, what kinds of supports is the province having available on sort of the mental health side of things when it comes to helping schools and staff with everything going back to school here?
Great question. And, first and foremost, I want to thank our teachers. They've done an amazing job, and as well as all the support staff, the administrators, the bus drivers, the caretakers. There's so many that are involved in the education day-to-day work of ensuring that our students are safe when they attend school. So I really want to thank them. They've done an amazing job. We have provided a number of supports in terms of mental health and wellness for all our students and staff to access. We've had over $40 million province-wide, provincially, added on a continuum of supports that can be accessed. And I know that, for the students, there's the Kids Help Phone. We've got also Alberta 211. We've got the Crisis Service Canada Suicide Line. We've got crisis text lines and many, many more availabilities for both students and staff to access if they need it. But the fact that that we are able to go back to school and really, I think the one thing that I hear often from whether it's a teacher or from a parent is the ability to support each other. And in education, we have a great network supporting each other, whether it's teachers supporting other teachers, the education partners that we have, the school divisions, they're very cognizant of the fact that it's been a really tough year, and so they go that extra mile as well.
Another thing we've probably seen a lot over the past year or so is certainly the parents deal with a lot of students having to be, virtual stuff at home or homeschooling, that kind of stuff. You know, parents have probably gotten a little more of a closer glimpse into how sort of the schools and how their child gets their education. Now, the province recently announced, I believe it's called the Alberta School Council Engagement Grant, and tried to get more parent engagement there. Why don't you kind of tell us what's happening as part of that?
Absolutely, and I'm happy to state that I have started what is called the Minister's Parent Advisory Council and also the Minister's Teacher Advisory Council, and it's predicated on something that I already have in place, which is the Minister's Youth Advisory Council. It's very successful. I have 40 youth from across Alberta that meet on a regular basis, and they really help me to get a sense of what's going on at the local level, right across rural, urban, different demographics, different students with different issues and concerns. I want the same for parents, and I want the same for teachers as well. So I've had a great response. Hundreds have applied for both of those groups, and I really look forward to those groups coming together here in the fall. And additionally, I've been able to provide school councils each with $500. To really improve the engagement on their level as well, because I really do believe, as a mother of seven, I know how important it is to have my voice heard as a parent, and I want parents on school councils to feel that their voices are being heard, and to provide them a little bit of a nest egg to start with, so that they can do what they need, whether it is to access virtual technology, so that they can expand their reach. There's many things that they can do to get that parental voice. So I'm very anxious to hear that, and I look forward to seeing how they utilize those dollars.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to take a little glimpse into the personal lives as a way to show, hey, these politicians are people too. And as you kind of mentioned there a little second ago, you do have a pretty big family there. So when you have some downtime away from sort of the political life, well, what kinds of things are you up to?
Well, you know what? I do have a large family. I have seven children, and now I'm so blessed to have seven grandchildren. So I was able to spend some time with them this summer, which was great. To get that special time with family and friends is so precious. So I really valued that. My husband and I also farm. So it's a busy time of year, particularly in the summer as you get equipment ready for harvest, and now we're in harvest. I was out unloading a grain truck on the weekend, or maybe I should say several grain trucks. And so, being able to participate in the day-to-day routines of my farming life as well as my family life has been a real blessing this year.
So it sounds like you got a lot going on there. Education Minister Adrianna LaGrange, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the program.